Hey everybody, welcome to our new video series, Juggernaut X. This is going to be the story of the last 10 years of Juggernaut Train Systems, which is kind of like my life story for the last 10 years. So make sure you click that little thumbs up down there, like the video, share the video, subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching. So 2013 was a big year of transition. You know, we had moved out of the physical gym location at the end of 2012. I just won my pro card in strongman. And, you know, at this point I had decided to make a shift in sort of direction of the company and focus with more focus on building the online brand. So as far as coaching was going, I was doing online coaching for powerlifting. And then in-person coaching, I was entirely focused on training football players at this point. So I subleased some space out of a place called Pro Sport here in Orange County and put together another group of high school football players to prepare them to go off to play college football. Looking back at that group now, there's two of the guys are currently in the NFL. I think I had 15 Division I bound players that year, with guys going to Washington, Washington State, Arizona State, Boise State, Colorado, Cal, Oregon State. So a lot of really good players, a lot of big, huge high school kids, particularly strong group of linemen that year, which was fun for me since that was my background. And simultaneously to train these guys, and you know, I'd spend 2 to 3 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week with this group, really tight-knit group of players that we had a lot of fun. I was also beginning to travel quite a bit and doing seminars all over the country. At that point, anyone that wanted a seminar was getting a seminar. So I'd do two in one weekend, you know, maybe like one in New York on a Saturday and one in Connecticut on Sunday. So there's a lot of red-eye flights, a lot of, didn't have quite the buildup of frequent flyer miles at that point that I do currently. So there was a lot of red-eye flights, a lot of middle seats, a lot of long weekends, but a lot of fun times, spreading the gospel of Juggernaut across the country, teaching people how to squat, bench, and deadlift. So that was a lot of fun. It was also a great time for me as a competitor, beginning 2013. With the LA Fit Expo, which was my first professional level strongman contest. I got to compete with Nick Best, Jerry Pritchett, Robert Oberst, Mark Felix, were all in that competition with me. Martin Leixis, the current World's Strongest Man, I believe was probably competing in it as well, this prior to his pro career at that point. So that was a lot of fun, and I was very busy competing at the start of the year. So I did, end of January or beginning of February was LA Fit Expo, pro strongman, real heavy contest, 1100 pound yoke and all that kind of stuff. And then a few weeks later, I was at the Arnold, where I went in the animal cage and did a 700 for 10 squat in knee wraps, which at the time was a pretty big deal. You know, looking back at it, there's times where I could do quite a bit more than that in knee sleeves in the subsequent years, but 700 for 10 got people pretty excited, and that was a fun time. Then a few weeks after that, I did a powerlifting meet up at Super Training, which was my first powerlifting meet in about a year and a half at that point, as I'd been focused more on strongman. I didn't lift very well there. I think I went like 4 for 9 or 4 or 5 for 9, didn't lift particularly well. And that was kind of a learning point in how do strongman and powerlifting correlate to each other. I was doing a lot of rep training in the squat, getting ready for that 700 for 10. And then simultaneously to that, doing a lot of heavy strongman training, like getting ready to walk 1100 pound yokes. And I thought that those two things were gonna merge with each other to be able to squat, into the 900 pounds. But that wasn't quite the case. I don't know if that's more of a testament to specificity or what, or it just wasn't a good day. But did that in March, then turned around in April and did another strongman contest, Sin City Strongman in Las Vegas with organized by Nick Best, and that was another big contest, a Giants Live qualifier. It was kind of a tough competition for me. I didn't do very well. And then another 3 or 4 weeks later in May, did another powerlifting meet. So that, you know, if you're following along, that's the first 5 months of 2013 were Pro Strongman contest, 700 for 10 squat in the animal cage at the Arnold, powerlifting meet, strongman contest, powerlifting meet. And that last powerlifting meet, I actually made a total PR. I think I told 2171, squatted 870, was a good meet overall. Benched a PR, deadlifted a PR. So, you know, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling strong, and got invited to go out to Australia to do the Capo meet, Capo, which was kind of the first meet that a lot of big time international lifters were gonna go and compete in Australia. And started training hard for that, and maybe the second or third week of the training, going through a deadlift workout, and felt like, you know, on the first rep of deadlifts, I was like, oh man, my back hurts. Oh, second rep, it hurts more, third rep more, fourth rep more, fifth rep more. And I locked out the fifth rep of this set, and it felt like I got, you know, tasered in the low back and kicked in the balls at the same time. And I can drop the weight and couldn't really take a big breath. My glutes were spasming, and ended up actually finishing the rest of the workout, which was just, you know, some rows and stuff like that. And then already had an appointment scheduled with my chiropractor, and, you know, I didn't feel that bad. It hurt for a second, and then, you know, maybe adrenaline, or, you know, just because I was still warm or whatever, didn't feel that bad. But by the time I made the 10-minute drive over to my chiropractor's office, I remember turning the steering wheel of my truck to turn into the parking lot, and like the centrifugal force of my truck turning into the parking lot was so hard for me to fight against. Like, it was miserably painful to even do that. So at that point, we knew something was definitely wrong, likely some herniated discs. But unfortunately, the timing of that happened on a Wednesday afternoon. And, you know, about 36 hours later, I was on a flight to Chicago to coach a two-day seminar at CrossFit Chicago. So not great timing. If you've had back problems, you know how uncomfortable sitting could be. So I remember my flight out there was, I flew from Orange County to Phoenix, you know, a quick hour-long flight, and then from Phoenix to Chicago. And the flight from Orange County to Phoenix, very uncomfortable, and I remember trying to get out of my seat in the plane and having to do like a full-on dip, you know, on the armrest to be able to stand up out of my seat and to actually stand fully upright, or as fully upright as I could. It must have taken 30 or 40 seconds. And then to walk from one gate to the other, you know, I was certainly too proud to ask for like a wheelchair or one of those little golf cart kind of things to come and get me. So I just sort of shuffled along very gingerly through Sky Harbor Airport to get on the next flight and coach this seminar. And by the time I got back from that, you know, got some MRIs, found out I had two herniated discs. Decided that it wasn't going to be worth it. It wasn't going to be possible or worth it, even if it was possible, to try and, you know, rehab in time to go and do this meet in Australia. So, after laying on my ass for a week, started the rehab process, and it was really a time that I got to learn a lot more about training, about what I was doing wrong. You know, hindsight is 20/20 kind of thing, where as I look back at it, like, of course, you know, of course you hurt your back, dummy. You were competing every single month, you know, in putting 800-900 pounds, 1,000+ pounds on your back, and the kind of tissue quality was just degrading, even though I was getting a lot of treatment, and it made me, you know, re-examine some things I was doing in my training, kind of relearn how to squat in some ways, and deadlift and breathe and brace. And I ended up getting a lot of really valuable information from it as a coach and an athlete, as frustrating as it was to have to miss out on that competition and have to take time away from training. You know, another positive though that came out of it, besides kind of gaining this new understanding of technique and mobility and movement, and made some big changes to my program design during that time, was, since I couldn't train that hard, I had a lot more time to write and to continue being this content curator and content manager for JTSstrength.com, which was necessary because, again, we'd moved away from the physical gym and had made it more about the online business. So during this time, we started that transition in September 2012. In September 2012, the website was getting about 25,000 visits a month. By September 2013, that number had gone up to 250,000 visits per month. So 10x growth during that time. We were writing, just creating valuable content to people. I think what some people probably thought was controversial content, and that we were saying, Westside is probably not the best thing for raw powerlifting, and we're, sort of the first place to be bold enough to say that. And it definitely was not being done as controversy for controversy's sake. It's done because that's what, we believed and still believe. I remember having some very long days arguing with people on Facebook. I'm still probably blocked by dozens of people on Facebook because of some of those articles. But that kind of opened the floodgates and I think showed people that it was okay to train a different way and to voice your opinion about the matter. So it was great to have that growth. Was helping other people develop their brands, create their books and everything to go along with it. So 2013, it had a lot of cool moments for me as a competitor, had some frustration certainly with the injury, but overall was a great year of growth for myself as an athlete, as a coach, and as a businessman.